Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Mile Rate. Rob Orber joins me to talk about, I think it was a fabulous night's racing last night. Maybe the depth wasn't there in some of the Group 1 races, Rob, but the performances were. And, well, General Dodge, he's a pretty special horse. For me, I thought he was the highlight of the night. It wasn't one of the Group 1 races, though.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. We all spoke about General Dodge leading up to last night in the Golden Rain free-for-all, and we thought it might be the highlight of the night, and it turned out that way. What a terrific performance. The way he was able to spear across from the outside draw to lead. Jason Lee then elected to take a trail in the race on the back of Jillaby Chevy, who made that mid-race move. But wow, when he let down in the home straight, and to finish off in the final quarter of 26.6 after burning early, he went a mile rate of 155.6. It was just a terrific performance of a horse that's been plagued with injuries, but he's got so much raw talent. Who knows if he can stay sound? But right at the moment, I think you mentioned it on Trot's Vision last night, right at the moment, he's probably the most exciting pacer, at least here in Victoria.
Yeah, it is. Let's hope he stays sound and we'll get to see more of him. The first of the two Group 1 races was the Australian Pacing Gold for four-year-old Entires and Gelding. Expensive Ego was expected to dominate, and dominate he did. This is how he did it. Expensive Ego turns nicely clear. He's 6 metres in front and got away. Starts to open up now. Pulls away from Mac Dan, Pacifico Dream, then Jillaby Nitro. But it's all Expensive Ego and the favourites racing away. Expensive Ego goes on to win it by 10 metres. Terrific run, Pacifico Dream second. Third place, Mac Dan, and fourth, Jillaby Nitro.
Very big rangy sort of fella, and he, you know, once he gets into his rhythm, he's really good. But look, he had to come out of the gate solid enough tonight, and I thought Jillaby Nitro may have the speed to get across us, but would probably like to follow us, so it worked out well.
Was that the quickest he can come out of the gate, or can get out quicker?
Oh, I don't know. I just sort of got him out as safe as I felt, you know, enough to hold Pacific Coated Dream, but happy enough to let Jillaby Nitro clear and then just sort of work forward. And, you know, we weren't there to break any records or anything. We just wanted to get the job done, and he done that really well.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
It was pretty easy work, Rob. Look, it can be a little bit picky. He's got a big action, but at times, you know, he's not the cleanest of pacers, but at the same time, he had enough on his opposition to switch off the last 100 and coast to the line.
Look, he went really well. I still didn't think he paced that well myself. I know I asked that question to Luke McCarthy last night on Trot's Vision, and he felt the horse handled the track really well, and he was really pleased with him. But I'd still would have my doubts if he had to come to Melton. He was out three wide and had to make a run from back in the field. I think there'd still be a little bit of a question mark on his handling of the Tabcorp Park Melton track. But look, he was terrific last night. He's an outstanding horse, the winner of the Chariots of Fire. He was runner-up in the Miracle Mile. He was first up, resuming for the lead-up of this race last night. He went 148.6. Last night, he went 152.1. He did it easy at the finish, but he was didn't have the early speed to go with Jillaby Nitro, who came across from out wide to lead. He was able to take up the running, and from that point, he was always clearly the horse to beat. He went a 7-second lead time, 28.4 first quarter, 29, 27.5 and home in 27.7 for a mile rate of 152.1. He's a classy horse. He's a talented horse, and he's going to be competing in many Group 1 races into later on in this year.
We mentioned General Dodge. We'll have a listen to the way he won it. He led out, brilliant start, then he took the trail, and he's just explosive again up the sprint lane. And the leader is Jillaby Chevy, a neck away Star Galleria. General Dodge angles back now to the Garrard sprint lane, and he's coming with his run. Star Galleria hit the lead. General Dodge is coming through very quickly. General Dodge goes through, grabs the lead, and it's soft again. General Dodge, if he stays sound, we might have a challenge at a Lochinvar Art. That's pretty special, this fellow, and he's brilliant again tonight. A brilliant win, about 2 metres on the line to Star Galleria second. General Dodge, Star Galleria, and Jillaby Chevy third, Max Delight four. So
just did it on his own, really.
Yeah, so probably was just going to come out as good as we could, and you know, ideally it was going to be nice to come across and end up on the fence pretty quick, but yeah, you just never know. With everyone else's thoughts, there was probably a couple others that maybe wanted to run the gate, but in the end we got out, you know, really good, and he did it quite easily. And yeah, look, I would have been more than happy to hold the front on him, but just second up again from such a long layoff, we just thought that we may take cover, but yeah, we weren't definitely taking cover. And when Glenn came, I thought, I know this horse pretty well, and he'll run a good race in front, so I'm happy to sit on him and just make Luke do a bit of work when he decided to come.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Bobby's exciting. He's very exciting. He's just got so much brilliance about him. But I was working out his last split. He really was only asked to sprint the last 150 metres. 26.6 that last quarter.
Yeah.
Break it down to a furlong would be 13.3. Now, he didn't wind up to the last 50. To me, in my calculations, he's run the equivalent to that of a quarter under 25 in his last 150 to 200.
Oh, look, and he's very capable of doing it, Danny. There's no question about that. I actually asked that question to Jason Lee last night. Is he the fastest horse that you've sat behind as far as sheer acceleration? And he mentioned he drove Chili Palmer a long time ago for Dean Braun, who was a very fast horse, but he also felt the General Dodge was even faster than Chili Palmer. Look, I've had a great opportunity to see the horse, probably more than most, because he's trialled a few times before he's gone to the races, and I've never seen a horse impress me as much at the trials as General Dodge. He's a special horse. Great to see him continue on this campaign of ongoing wins, and let's hope he stays sound, because there's got to be a Group 1 win for this horse before he retires. It'd be ashamed if he didn't take out a Group 1 race.
Star Galleria was a brave second, and Jillaby Chevy was also very good, Rob. The New South Wales Invaders, they took both of the Group 1s. Michelle Lee Mack wasn't perhaps as expected. Fellow New South Wales mare Pelosi started a short price favourite in the APG 4-year-old mare's final. She was terrible. She was caught without cover. The race changed complexion when she didn't lead. I'm not sure she paced that well going into the first turn anyway, and she was going to be caught without cover. She was gone at the 400.
Yeah, look, we see, you know, a number of horses come from New South Wales. Sometimes they don't handle Tabcorp Park Melton and vice versa. Horses from here don't handle Menangle. But Pelosi, once she was cross at the start, that race certainly changed complexion. It's Beaujolais from out wide. James Herbertson speared her across to the lead. 7.2 lead time. 29.5 and then 28.9 was the second quarter. We normally see those sprint races that second quarter, they back off. They actually went faster, and then 27.8 and 28.4 home, 154 mile rate. Michelle Lee Mack was perfectly driven by Greg Sugars. For Dean and Kerry McDowell, a big result for those husband and wife team. They train Dean's father, Colin McDowell, very well known in our industry. Michelle Lee Mack comes from a brilliant maternal family, and there's been plenty of Group 1 winners amongst them, and Michelle Lee Mack was impressive. Saluting last night, defeating It's Beaujolais and also It's Ebony and Ivory for Johnny Yeomans. They would have been proud of their two girls, second and third. Unfortunately, just couldn't match Michelle Lee Mack. And as you mentioned, Lala LeBron run fourth, and fifth home was the disappointing favourite, Pelosi.
Michelle Lee Mack. Greg Sugar's first leg of a double. He won the last two races on the night, but this four-year-old mare made it a one-act affair over the last 200 metres. 27.8. The leader is It's Beaujolais, but going up to it now is Michelle Lee Mack. Michelle Lee Mack on the outside's taken over, is drawn away, is starting to open up, and Michelle Lee Mack is coming away for an upset win. Michelle Lee Mack scores. It's Beaujolais second, third It's Ebony and Ivory, and fourth home was La La Bron.
Travelled really well in the run, and I thought that, you know, tempo up front was genuine enough to sort of give us a chance from out being out the back, and knew we'll probably, when the race sort of changed complexion a little bit at the start with the galloper at where we lobbed, that I was likely to be the first one three deep. So I knew I was going to have to sustain a pretty good last 600 metres or so. But, yeah, to the filly's credit, is once I hooked out and she sort of started to gain ground on the leading pair, yeah, she felt the winner a long, long way out.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
So that completed at a double for New South Wales Stables in the two Group 1 races. The night kicked off with the DNR Logistics Trot. Chester Molly Archer bought as a tried trotter in New Zealand, a very experienced tried trotter with very little experience in the mobiles. Wow, it just came out on roller skates. That was the query I think everyone had is, you know, has it got the gate speed? Maybe it doesn't run in mobiles because it didn't have gate speed. It had gate speed, all right. It was never going to get beaten, Rob.
No, it just flew out of the gate. It was a very good performance for Andy and Kate Gath, bringing up a great night once again for Kate with multiple winners. And just Molly Archer raced by our good friend Neil Donnelly and John Morahan. They'll be absolutely stoked with their eight-year-old trotter getting the job done. Morgan Miley was a good effort running second, got close at the finish, but the stable mate just had a winning break. Classy Spirit finishing third had its chance. Cole de Galibier was fourth in the race. Wasn't a bad run from Mark Lee and Stacey Towers. And Anywhere Hugo also making ground from back in the field. I thought Dell's Destiny was a bit disappointing after looking at chance coming to the home turn. They went a mile rate of 159.7. Last mile, 2 minutes 6, 58.6 last half. And just Molly Archer had the race in control out in the lead and was just too strong at the finish.
Kate Gath brought up an early double. In fact, she drove three of the first four winners. But Luke McCarthy also was runner-up in the first two races. Winebro Wasted gave a really good sight in front. Swiss Miz first up, utilised the Garrard sprint lane and got there just.
Yeah, well, Swiss Miss utilised the sprint lane to get home for Andy and Kate Gath. Kate was probably not the most popular daughter in the household last night or this morning because she knocked off her dad, Wambro Wasted, trained by Peter Thompson. Luke McCarthy drove. He looked the winner at one stage. He led in the race and was holding Swiss Miss till about the last 50 metres, and Swiss Miss darted through to win. Wambro Wasted was brave in defeat. Hatchback was buried away, three back to pegs, but hit the line nicely. Loved the run of Brownlow Prince. There's one for the Black Book. He was second up last night. He savaged the line. Keep following him. There's a win very soon for Brownlow Prince. A nephew of Sunoco, I thought, was reasonably brave into fifth placing. But Swiss Miss took the honours, a 159 1-mile rate. Last mile, 213, 59.7. But the Black Booker of the race was definitely Brownlow Prince.
The Nevillier stud pace was for the mares, and as expected, Spellbound. I say made it a one-act affair. I thought she was cruising because when She's a Hovercraft moved up and looked a bit of a chance, I looked quickly across the Spellbound, and she just was waiting for something to push her a little bit, and then she switched off and she won pretty easily.
Yeah, as I mentioned, Stewie McDonald, in the past few weeks, he's a very talented driver. He's made the trip across from Western Australia to work for Nathan Purden. He handled that mare beautifully last night. She was just too classy. She's going to be heading up to Queensland for the feature mares races up there in a couple of months' time, and she was just too strong. Terrific run first up. She's a Hovercraft. There's the second of our Black Bookers from last night. She was first up for Lisa Miles and really hit the line strongly. She wasn't in the same class as Spellbound, but once she gets into an easier race, she'll be winning very soon. Third home was Orby. Continues to race well for Sean Kittle. Fourth home, Madame Annie, and also They Want to Know weren't too far away. But the Black Booker for the race was She's a Hovercraft, but the winner, Spellbound. She's a classy mare, and she's looking forward to some bigger races ahead.
Race 4, APG Consolation for the 4-year-olds, and it was the right race for Yanni. He was on his best behaviour. It's probably a bit of a thin race, but a good race for him, and he just toyed with his rivals.
Yeah, just a little bit too classy, Dan. He speared out of the mobile after breaking from the mobile last time round, but Yanni just began brilliantly. 7.1 lead time. First quarter was 27.3, backed it off 30.7, 28 and 28.3. He was just too classy, went a mile rate of 153.8, and Yanni deserved the victory. Really liked the run of Jawbreaker. He's continuing to get fitter. He's going to win in a race where it suits him in the right class. I also thought Long Weekend was very good running third. He's only a rated 51 horse, so there's a much easier assignments for Long Weekend. So if you're looking for horses to put in your Black Book, Jawbreaker, Long Weekend, both of those two horses will be winning very soon.
First leg of the quaddy, Steel Screens was well backed. There was plenty of pace on here. It looked obvious a fair way from home. Those horses off the pace were going to get their chance.
Yeah, look, it was a race where Steel Screens had plenty of admirers, began fast to lead, got to the front pretty easily at the start of the race, 7.4 lead time. Blaster Ranger was quite content to take the trail behind it. There were a couple of moves mid-race. Major Mamba went outside Steel Screens. They went 28.7, 29.4, 28.5, and Steel Screens was beaten pretty much coming to the home turn. And Glen Averill King, who was beautifully driven by Kieran Manning in the 1-1, peeled out the top of the straight, let down, and ran away for a really good win. Assassinator ran on strongly. Maestro Bellini third. Pickup Line was a nice effort, hitting the line well. And Arg was certainly third up last night. He was a good run. He certainly won out of the race I'd be following. So was Live on Broadway. I thought her performance was really good for Shannon McLean and Josh Duggan. So out of that race, if you're black booking any horses to follow, Arg certainly one of them, and Live on Broadway being the other.
Ben Studd, Standard Red Pace, Race 6. Well, the pace was really on here throughout, and it turned out a big win for Crime Rider.
It was a great win for Matty Craven and Sophia Arvison with Crime Rider, for the owners Tony and Pam Coniglio. I thought his run second up was terrific, Dan, last night. Just appreciate that fast tempo. They went 43.3 lead time, 29, 28.9 the first two quarters, so 57.9 first half after a lead time of 43.3. It was set up for something to run on, and Crime Rider was that horse that let down from back in the field and just stormed over the top of a Major Assassin, tried to chase him down, but Crime Rider was off and gone by the time he got warm. Typhoon Stride was involved in that fast lead time and fast sectional quarters. He was heavily back last night. He did a really good job to run third. It was a good effort. Fourth home was Three Hugo Rocks, had his chance. Like the run of Torrid Sane, he was second up. He hit the line really nicely, and Crafty Bart, after doing all the work, did a pretty good job to run six. So a couple of good horses to follow out of that race. Obviously the winner, Crime Rider. I thought certainly Typhoon Stride's run was full of merit. Definitely the run of Torrid Saint, he's worth following. And even though Crafty Bart started favourite and was defeated, I thought his job to finish and hang on to run six was still a very good run.
On a Highway to Hell took out the last event. Greg Sugars getting the last two winners on the program. Had a lovely run in transit and had a big kick left after Hooling the Inn hit the front at the top of the straight.
Yeah, look, it was a bit of a dawdle race, wasn't it? 47.5 lead time, 31.5 first quarter. It just developed to a last 1,200, 28.4, 28.4 and 28.9. On a Highway to Hell, sat behind the leader, which was Franks Very Much. They walked in the race. Hooling the Inn, who was back last, let down with a big run from the tail of the field. Had the momentum up hitting the home turn, but on a Highway to Hell, got that run along the sprint lane and just sprinted a little bit too fast at the finish to get home and win. Hooling the Inn was second, Pocket the Deal, reasonable effort into third placing. Franks Very Much had his chance, as did Manassas Guy, and here he comes. But look, on a Highway to Hell deserved the victory last night.
Rob, a couple of features in Sydney last night, both put a bit of a Victorian flavour. Elderbear and Ursula, who was with Andy Gath at one stage there, took out the New South Wales Trotters Oaks with the Morrises, Robbie Morris and the Sulky, and Elderbear and Crescent took out the La Cucaracha for the trotting mares, trained by David Aiken and driven by James Rattray. So the Elderbear and Monica fillies and mares taking out the two features at Menangle last night. Well, hopefully you found a few winners. I think it was one of those nights. There's a few horses then we can follow out of the night. Flying Art's one that I quite like. He'll be winning a few races, and I reckon he'll be putting them together in succession as well. So hope you've found a winner or two there. Enjoy your week listening to all that's happening on RSN, particularly in the harness world. We'll be back on deck with Gate Speed tomorrow with Gareth Hall, and we look forward to doing it all again, the Mile Rate, next Sunday morning. Rob?
Yes, have a great Sunday. Happy harnessing, everyone. We look forward to catching up with you on Gate Speed on Monday with Dan and Gareth.